bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Beis, we said there was a machlokas between Chananya and the Tanna Kamma, why a boat cannot become tamei. So the Tanna Kamma said, based on the pasuk in the Mishnah, pasuk in Mishlei, that a boat is compared to a yam. Just like in the yam, there's no tumah, so too a boat has no tumah. Chananya said, no, it's based on the pasuk comparing all the things that are tamei to sak. Just like a sack is something that you can carry when it's empty and when it's full, so too a boat, you can't carry it when it's full. It's too heavy. You can only carry it when it's empty. Therefore, it is not under the rules of Tumah, and therefore it can't become Tameh. So the Gemara says, but there were two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina was a boat that was made out of cheres, because a boat that's made out of cheres is not in that pasuk that compares all the items, sak, beged, or... So therefore, a boat made out of cheres can become tamei. And the second difference he gave was if it's in the Yardain, and in the Yardain, the Gemara had said, and Rashi is going to explain, the Gemara is going to say on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, that if the boat's in the Yardain, it was a very small river, the Yardain. So they would have oxen leading the boat along on the sides of the on the bank of the river, and the oxen would be helping the boat move along, and that's considered as if it's being carried by. Since it's being carried by animals, that's considered as if it's something that can be carried, and therefore it will become tamei because it's no different than any other kli. What? Like a canal boat, exactly, like a canal boat. No, according to the Tanna Kamma, it's a boat in the water, it's off limits. It's not tamei. Every boat. There's no difference. Boat's a boat. Doesn't make a difference. But he only learned it out from the pasuk. So if it's like the pasuk, then it will become tamei, and if it's not like the pasuk, it won't become tamei. Could be moved by anybody. Because since it's being moved, and all the items in that pasuk, sock and beged, are things that can be moved by let's say by a person, he's gonna say even by animals, therefore it will fall under that pasuk, and such a boat can become tamei. Probably not. If it can be moved by another boat. Now, so up to the Amr of Chanina Barakavya. If Nema Amru Svinas Hayardain Tameya, about eight lines from the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Why are boats that are in the Yardain? He had said this memra. Why are boats in the Yardain? Why can they become tamei? Normally boats can't. Why are these boats different? So he said, if they ship to Unin Osa Biabasha, because they're loaded up on the dry land, Umoridin Osa Lamayim, and then they're put in the water, and we're going to see soon that they're led with the animals in the water. Amr Yehuda Amar Rav. Yehuda said the name of Rav. We had this already. La'olam al yimna adam es atzmu beis hamedrash. A person should never absent himself from the beis hamedrash. Va'afilu sha'achas, even for one hour. Sha'arei kama shana nishnas mishna zu beis hamedrash. Because so many times, so many years, we learned this mishnah in the beis hamedrash. V'lonis galatayma, but we didn't know the reason. We didn't know why a boat in the Yarden should become tamei. We never knew. Until he came along and he explained it, and had you not been in the shir that morning, you wouldn't have heard it. They didn't have internet back then, so you missed it. Amr Rabbi Yonasan, a similar idea. A person should not absent himself from the Beis HaMedrash and from Torah, even on his deathbed. Doesn't mean that you put off your tzarchei misa to learn, but it does mean that if you have learning on your mind all the time, so it's two pshatim. Either as much as you can, you should learn even when you're on your deathbed, or if you spend your whole life learning, and that's your focus in life, then even b'shas misa, that'll save you. That'll save your day, because you'll be able to take it with you. Shenemar, what's the comparison between Torah and misa? Shenemar, because it says in Parshas Chukas, Zos haTorah. This is the Torah. Adam kiyamos ba'ohel. Right, and a person's going to die. So why do they call those HaTorah? Why is it referred to as a Torah? Yeah, Torah doesn't mean halacha. You don't have that. You don't have it too many times where the Torah is introducing halacha and it uses the word Torah. So you see the connection between Torah and Misa. Ah, b'shas Misa, even at the time of death, te askan b'Torah. You should be osik in Torah. Amar Rish Lakish, another line. Ein divrei Torah miskaimin. Learning Torah will not be mekuyam; it will not have a kiyum. El b'misha meimis atzmo aleha, unless somebody, so to speak, kills himself over it. Unless he's being moser nefesh over Torah. Shenemar, because it says, "Zos haTorah adam kiyamos ba'ohel." You have to, so to speak, kill yourself for Torah. So all this different Moshe point out, it doesn't mean that this doesn't apply only in a situation where you're learning and the Nazis are looking for you. That's not the only Mesiras Nefesh it's talking about. Anything that's an impediment to you, whether you're lazy or tired or busy, and you overcome any of that, that's also Mesiras Nefesh. And that also is something that you're killing yourself for it, killing yourself for Torah. Sefer Moshe also point out that they, Sefer Chassidus really, you have to be named as your Atmo. And then you can be Kohen Torah. If you kill the ego in you and all the pride in you, you have to be named as all that. And then you have a Kiyam in Torah. Shenemar, that's basically the only Agadah we're getting today. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, those are Ad Torah, Adam Kiyam Esbola. Fine. Omar Rava said, Ulachananya. And according to Chananya, who said that you can that the Yarden will make a boat tame because it's being carried along, Tiltal Ayde Shvarim Shemay Tiltal through the oxen who are connected to the boat and are leading the boat down the river, that's also going to be enough. Ditnad, because we learned the Masechtas Kalim in the 24th Perek, Shalosh Agolos Hayd. There are three types of wagons. Asuya Kitidra, if it's made like a chair, it's some kind of wagon that's made in a chair-like shape. Tamea Midras. It's going to be Tamei Midras. Why? Again, Midras is something that you lean on, something that you support, something that you use as support, that is a normal thing to use it for support. So if you make it, if a wagon is made out of a chair, that's a normal thing to sit on. So therefore, that wagon is going to become Tamei Tumas Medras. Bimita, if the wagon is made in the shape of a bed, and a bed is something, Rashi points out, you don't use this bed to sleep on. It basically looks like a bed, but it's used for storage, used for cargo. So then, Tumei Tumei Mace. It's only going to become Tumei Tumas Mace. It's not going to become Tumei Tumas Medras, because it's not normally used to sleep on or to sit on. Shalavanim, if it's made out of stone, this wagon, Tahor Mikulam. It's Tahor 100%. And Rashi says, because there are holes in the wagon to keep huge holes in the wagon made out of stone, that they would put other things in there. So since the holes are bigger than a pomegranate, we had this already, the holes are bigger than a pomegranate, it loses its shame kli. Because mistama, if it's the hole is larger than whatever you're going to put in there, it's going to fall right out. Right? If it's smaller than a pomegranate hole, you can put pomegranates in there. Right, we had this before, a kli that is broken, so if it can't be used at all, it's not a kli anymore. It can't become tame. But if it's a tiny little hole, so you could put plums in there, not going to fall out, it's a small little hole. So it doesn't become considered broken. But if the holes are bigger than a pomegranate, starting with nothing else you can put in there, loses its status of a kli, and therefore it can't be makabel tumah. So that's what the Mishnah is saying over there. That this wagon, the holes are so big, that it loses its status of a kli, and it can't become tame. But for Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the Yeshba based kibble Rimonim, if it does have a base kibble where you can hold pomegranates, then Tamei or Tamei Mace, it will become Tamei Tumas Mace, because then it's still a Kli. It won't be Medras because it's not a normal thing to sit on. But Tamei Kli, yes. Tamei Mace, yes. Now, there's another mission in Pesachus Kalim, in the 24th Parak, which says as follows. Shalos Tevos Heim. There are three kinds of boxes. Teva shepasacha mitzida. If a box opens a chest and the door is on the side of the chest, not on the top, so then you can sit on the top of the chest. And if you sit on the top of the chest, it doesn't prevent you from going into the chest because the door is on the side. If you're going to do that, if you have such a chest, then tamei medras. It's tamei tumas medras. Why? Because I can sit on the chest even if it's not a normal thing to sit on. But I can sit on it without stopping the normal use of this box. Me sitting on the chest doesn't prevent you from getting into the box. Doesn't stop you. So it's right. So if that could even be Tumas Medras, but Lamaila, if the opening to the chest, the box is on top, then Tumas Tumas Mace. It's only going to become Tumas Tumas Mace. It can't be Tumas Medras because there's nowhere to sit. If I sit on top of the box, I'm going to have to get up when you need to open the box. So that's not a normal use of sitting. So therefore, it will not become Tomei Tomas Medras, it's only going to become Tomei Tomas Mace. When Rashi points out, it doesn't necessarily mean only Tomas Mace, it means any Tomas Mada, to exclude Tomas Medras. But v'haba b'mida, if it's a gigantic box, it can't be moved, Rashi says it's called Tumas Mida because they measure it, it's so large. It's called Tumas Mida, Tahar Mikulam. It's completely Tahar. That's what we said yesterday. If it can't be moved, it's so large that it can't be moved, then it's considered like it's Mechubar in a way, and it's not going to become Tameh at all. So you see from all this, that the oxen that are moving along the boat, even though it could be so large, that maybe in a normal situation it will not become Tamei, but since we said that he holds that it can become Tamei, all this supports his Shita, that the boats can become Tamei. That's all it's there for. That's all we brought this down for. It's interesting that there's a minhag to learn the 24th parak of Maseches Kalim on a yard site. And the reason is because every Mishnah in that parak starts off Tamei Tomas Medras, which is the most severe, then Tamei Meis, which is less severe, and then Tahar Mikulam. So every Mishnah ends off with the phrase Tahar Mikulam. So there's an Indian that, because of that reason, it became a minhag to learn that parak on the day of a yard site. The proof is from the fact that the wagons and the box, that even if it's not so large, Mistama, since that wasn't brought up by the wagons, the largeness of the wagon, which is pulled by animals, was not a factor. So Mistama, no matter how large the wagon's going to be, it's still going to be able to be Tamei. Even if it would be so large, and if there would be no camel or ox there, I couldn't pick it up, it's going to be Tahar. But since it's connected to an animal, Mishnah didn't say that. Mishnah didn't make a distinction about the size of the wagon. It just said whether or not it has holes in it, whether or not it's a kli. But by boxes, that was a distinction. So since there's no distinction made by wagons because it's being pulled by animals, so too, no distinction should be made by boats. And that's the whole raya, that boats can become Tamei if they're pulled by animals. Right. Fine, now we're on to a new topic. Tana Rabbana, we have a bright that says, Medras, Tumas Medras, Klicheres Tahar. Klicheres will always be Tahar. Meaning, there's no such situation that a Klicheres can become Tamei Tumas Medras. If you sit on a klicheres, or you lean on it, or you sleep on it, it's not going to become Tamei Tumas Medras. Rabbi Yossi says, Af hasvina, so too a boat. So that, what the Gemara says, Micah Omer, what's going on here? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Fine, there's a rule, we're going to get to it later today, there's a rule that a boat, that klicheres is not makabel Tumas Medras. Fine, very nice, but what do you mean Af hasvina, also a boat? What does that mean? So Amar of Zvid, Hachik Amar, this is what it means. Medras klicheres tahar, that it medras by klicheres, if someone who's a Zav leans or sits or sleeps on a klicheres, the klicheres will remain tahar from tahar's medras. But umago tame. But if you touch a klicheres, it will become tame. Right? Klicheres has tumah. Svina shal cheres, tmeya kichananya. A svina of cheres can become tame, like Chananya, like we said yesterday. And then Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, Af asvina tahora kitana didan. No, asvina will become tahor like our Mishnah. He learns that from the pasuk in Mishlei, that every boat is always tahor, no exceptions. And that's how he learns that brisa. So the Gemara says, Maska flor of Papa. So then, my af. What does it mean af? Af doesn't make any sense. He's saying that the following is Tamei, and that he says that the following is Tamei, and a boat is also Tamei, and then Rosie comes along, af tahar, even tahar. What do you mean, even also? What does that mean? That doesn't fit into the words of the Brisa. So, Amar of Papa, Papa says, Hachik Amar. This is how that Brisa has to be learned. It's the exact opposite. Medras klicheres tahar. There's no Tumas Medras by klicheres. Umago, we're going to see why in a few minutes. Umago Tamei. If you touch the klicheres, yes, there is tumah. Vishal eitz, and now wood, a new thing, we're sticking in wood. Bein midraso ubein mago, whether it's tumas medras for wood or tumas maga by wood, tame. It's going to become tame. Well, wood can become tame. Usvinas hayardin, but boats is tahora. Boats can't become tame. Kitana didan. Just like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had the pasuk in Mishlei, can't become tame boats. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, af hasvina tameya, no, boats can become tamei. Ki chananya, like chananya. So then the af makes sense, and then the whole brisa makes sense. We're going to get to that in a minute. We're talking about age with a base kibbul. Right, we're going to say right now. Umedras klicheres minalon de tahar. How do we know that there's no tumas medris by a klicheres? Where do you see that from? Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah said, the Amar Kra, because it says in the pasuk, the ish ashayiga bimishkavo. If a man is talking about a zav, if a man will become tame with his mishkav, through his couch or his bed. So, since it refers to it as his mishkav, as opposed to a mishkav stam, the guy will become tame. He lays on a mishkav. Since it refers, the Torah refers it to it as his mishkav, and Amud Beis, we're going to have a pasuk where it doesn't say that lashon in the Torah, but here it does. So, makish mishkavo lo. The mishkav is compared to the zav itself, himself. Mahu isle tahar b'mikvah. Just like a zav can only become tahar in a mikvah, af mishkavo nami islehu tahar b'mikvah. So too, anything like the couch or the bed can only become tame from the zav if it can become tahar in the mikvah. Klicheres has no tahar in a mikvah, like food. Food becomes tame. You can't tovel the food. That's it. It's stuck. Rashi points that out. So to klicheres, there's no shaykhis to a mikvah. If a klicheres becomes tameh, the only thing you can do is you can break it. It can't become tar in the mikvah. So the hekish from the pasuk teaches us that the only time it can become something can become tameh tumas medras is if it can become tar in the mikvah. Klicheres cannot become tar in the mikvah, therefore it can't become tameh tumas medras. And that's how you know that the cheres cannot become tamei tumas medras. Rashi points out that a zav really doesn't go in a mikveh either. He has to go in a mayim chayim, in a bare mayim chayim. A mikveh wouldn't be good enough for a zav either. Rashi says, but that's not the point. The point is that it's water. There's no way to save a klicheres if it becomes tamei. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they learned a similar drasha. It says, b'mishkav nidasa yihiyela. Right? That the bed of the nida also can become a zava. So makish mishkava la, the bed is in the hekesh from the bed to her. Mahi it's la to hire the mikvah, just like she has to hire in the mikvah. Af mishkava, so to the bed. Nami it's la to hire the mikvah. So too, all that has to hire in the mikvah. La fuke klicheres, to exclude a klicheres. The less let the hire mikvah, which has no tire in the mikvah. If a klicheres gets tame, you have to break it. There's no, you can't save it. It's impossible. Masiv Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Loi asked, Mapatz b'meis minayin. How do we know that a mat made out of reeds, which is really wood, how do we know that such a mat can become tamei tumas meis? Even though it doesn't have a base kibble, it's just a flat piece of wood, a mat, and we've said all along that pshutei kli'eitz cannot be makabel tuma, but how do we know that a mat is different? Why? Rashi says, because it's going to be able to become tamei tumas medras. If a zav lies down on a mat, it's going to become tamei tumas medras, because that's what a mat is made for. So if it's tamei tumas medras, it must be that it could also become tamei tumas meis. How do we know this rule? How do we know such a thing? So the Gemara says, v'dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma pachin ketanim. If you have small jugs, and we'll do the Rashi inside. Ma pachim kitanim shetahorin. Pachim kitanim that are made out of cheres can never become tamei. We'll see why in a minute. But bezav, shetahorin, bezav, sorry, they can never become tamei from a zav. It's impossible. We'll see why it's impossible in a minute. But tameim b'meis, they can become tamei tumas meis. It is possible. So mapat a mat shel tamei bezav, it can become tamei tumas zav. Ein adin shehei tamei b'meis, certainly it can become tamei tumas meis. What's going on here? Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says v'dinhu b'ma pachim ketanim shel cheres that they made out of cheres shel tahorin bezav. They're going to become tahor. They're never going to become tamei from a zav. Why? She'ein mitamen al yado. B'shum tuma, they can't become tamei in any way. Dilamidras lo chazi de ain osin li yeshiva. They can't become tamei tumas medras because nobody sits on these. These aren't made to sit on. These are jugs. For o shehen shel cheres umaga lo latamu. Why can't they become tamei by touching them? So Rashi says the ein matamos elama aviron. These cheres are unique. They can only become tamei if you touch the inside of these jugs. Touch the outside, you can touch it all day long. It's not going to become tamei. The ein yachal lahachnas etzba'o l'tochan. You can't keep the zav can't fit his finger in there. The opening is so tiny. It's like a little flat. You can't fit your finger in there. Bipnesha pihen tsar. Because the opening is very narrow. So if you can't fit your finger in there, how are you ever going to make a tamei? It's impossible. Ubehesit lo. It can't become tamei by moving it. Midafke rachmana b'loshen negiyah. Because the Torah singles out loshen negiyah, loshen of touching. The chol she'enu metah b'maga, enu metah b'hesit. So it can't be. Ubaorv harote even chulin omar nami haki lagavi tomas masa es shabalach al masa magal balach al masa. They go together mag and masa, so if you can't have touching, you can't have tomas masa either. Af al pi, even though Rashi says af al pi sheefsher liga bechut hasaira, you can stick your hair into the opening of this jug, and we know elsewhere that a zav's hair is tummy also. So technically, you can stick your hair in there, and then you can make a tummy that way. No, tiny v'taras konim the ser hazav matama. Ser hazav is tummy. Hani mili kli haroy li yigias bat besaro. That's only if the kli itself is also ro'oy to become tummy by touching it, by the basar. Has to be the basar. Meaning your flesh has to make this tummy. If your flesh can make a tummy, if your finger can stick your finger in there, then your hair can also make a tummy. That's why the Torah singles out the word "vanogeya b'basar hazav" to exclude your hair. So you have a kli over here. It's impossible for this kli to become tamei tumas zav. It's impossible, but it can become tamei tumas meis. How can that happen? So Rashi says, "But ohel aves, if this kli is in the same room as a meis and it's not sealed, it'll become tamei tumas meis." It's such a narrow opening, so if it's Tumas Meis, we don't care. It's open, has an opening. The fact that it's in the same room with a mace, it's going to make the entire kli tummy. So Pachim Ketanim can't become tummy from a Zav. Can become tummy Tumas Meis. So Mat, which can become tummy Tumas Zav, can it certainly become tummy Tumas Meis? That's the question. That's the Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says, "It's eino mapa shetami b'zov eino dinshi shetami b'meis." So the Gemara says back, "Vamai, why should that be true? Hal less late to hire b'mikvah. There's no way to make this mapet tamei in tahar in the mikvah." Rashi points out the only things that can become tahar in a mikvah are things that are mentioned either by the midyon in this week's parsha. Parshas Matos, in the story of the Midyanim, when they took all the Caleb, it mentions over there mikvah, and one other place in the Torah, by the Shvatim, where it mentions over there going in the mikvah. And Rashi points that over here. That's why food can never become tar in a mikvah, because it's not mentioned in either place. Cheres also, it's not mentioned in either place. Pshute Kli'et are not mentioned in either place. So you can't be Mitaher on that in a mikvah. So how can you make this Kal V'Chomer? You're never going to get a tar. It's not one of the things that are right for a mikvah. It just can't. So Amalei Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina answered back, Shiny Hasam, here it's different. Ho'el v'ikka b'mino. Since you have other kli'ates, which can go into the mikvah, if they have a base kibble, if they're regular kalim, so since you have in the world something in the same min of eight, which can be go into the mikvah, So even though it's true that the pshutei kli'et cannot go in the mikvah, but it still can become tamei. So the Gemara says back, Amalei, he answers him back, Rachmana litzlan mihai daita. Rachmana litzlan. Hashem should save me from your reasoning. It doesn't make any sense. Right? Just because, Rashi says, just because you have something else in the world that's made out of the same material that can become tamei, that doesn't mean that should pater. That should allow us to learn this Kal V'Chomer. Doesn't mean that at all. Adrabah. So he says just the opposite. Rachmana litzlan, medayta didach. Rachmana litzlan from your reasoning. Why? V'tayim amai. I'll give you a reason why I'm right. I'll give you a reason why something of the mat can become tamei Tumas Mace, even though it's true it can't go into the mikvah. What's the reason? Because Trei Kroy Ksivi. I have two psukim that talk about the Tumah of a Zav. Kasav, one pasuk says, the Ish Asher Yigah B'Mishkavo. That's the pasuk we had before. That the Ish Asher Yishkav B'Mishkavo. It refers to it as his Mishkav. It refers to it as the Zav's Mishkav. So we had an Amar Aleph that meant that it has to be something that can be going to the mikvah. Just like a Zav himself. To exclude Cheres. The Ksev, there's another pasuk that says, V'chal HaMishkav, and any Mishkav, without saying it's his, and any Mishkav, Asher Yishkav Alav HaZav, that the Zav will lay on, Hitma will become Tameh. So why are there two psukim telling me seemingly the same din, and one says HaMishkav and one doesn't? Okay, what's going on? Yesh Bimino, if you have something in the same category of material, meaning you have wood, Af Agaf, the less late the higher of a mikvah, even though it can't be tar in the mikvah, because Pshutekli Eitz cannot go into the mikvah, nevertheless, since there are things out there in the world that are of the same material that can go into the mikvah, then it's going to become Tameh. Ein Bimino, and if it doesn't have something in the world that's like it, for example, Kli Cheres, which can never go into the mikvah, no matter what it's made out of, no matter what it looks like, then, Makish Mishkavo Lo, I have the Hekish of Mishkavo Lo, which means it has to be something like the bed, which means that it's never going to become Tomei, because it can't go into the Mikvah. So you see from everything that I just said, that a Kli mat, which is made out of wood, can become Tomei Tomas Mace, even though it can't go into the Mikvah. Fine. Now, Rava Amar, Rava has another way to learn that Medris, Kli Cheres Tahar. Remember, Pedras and Amar Aleph. How do we know that a Kli that's made out of Cheres is Tomei Tumas Medris? Right, that it can't become Tomei Tumas Medris. That it can never become Tomei Tumas Medris. How do we know? Mehacha, from over here. It says in Parashat Chukas, V'chol Kli Pasuach Asher Ein Samid Pasil Olav. That any, we're talking about Tumas Ohel, and it's talking about a Kli Cheres. If the Kli Cheres is sealed with a seal, right? I'm sorry, if it's not sealed with a seal, if it's an open Kli, then if it's in the same room as a mace, it's going to become Tamei Tumas Ohel. Ha Yesh Tamid Pasil Alav. But if that Kli Cheres is sealed, so at the time when the mace is in the same room, there's no way that the Tumah of the mace can go into that Kli, because it's sealed. And again, Kli Cheres does not become Tamei from the outside of it, only from the inside. So then it's going to become tar. So now, Rava says, Milo askinan, aren't we talking about over here, dechadidinhu leishto nida, that your wife, the nida, was sitting on this kli, meaning she could even have been sitting on this kli. Even if she was sitting on the kli. Right? The pasuk says that if it's sealed in a room, it's tar. No strings attached, no conditions. Even if your wife, who's a nida, who had the din of Tumas Medras, even if she's sitting on it, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to become tar. She sat on it, it's Tumas Tumas Medras. So you see from over here that there's no such thing as Tumas Medras by Kli Cheres. Right? Because Amrach wanted tar. Tar said it's tar. So from here he learns out that a Tumas Medras will never become Tumay for a Kli Cheres. So if it's open, it'll become Tumas Mace.
No, but it doesn't, but not Tumas Medras.
Well, right. It doesn't make a difference if it's open or closed. Exactly. Well, it doesn't make a difference. I don't know. Rava might agree to what we said before, that if you can't stick your finger inside, he might agree to that. That if you can't stick your finger inside, that you're never gonna get in there. So it's gonna become tar. So it's gonna become. Oh, so maybe not. So maybe he's even talking about a larger kli. Could be you don't have to pigeonhole it to a small kli. Okay, I'm not sure about that. We have a few more minutes, we can start the next Mishnah. Exactly. Tomei Tumas Medras, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so we're continuing on just different halachos that start off with the word Menayim. Right, yesterday someone asked me again what this is doing here. So the first Mishnah was here, we had a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos what it was doing here. If it was because of connection to the Psukim, the previous Mishnah, the last parak, there was a Mishnah, a Pasuk from Yeshaya. And the first Mishnah also had a pasuk from Yeshaya. That's the connection. And once we start off with the one word minayon, the whole parak starts off minayon. Tosfos said no. That's what Tosfos said. Rashi said no, because in the last mishnah in the parak we're going to have minayon about a bris milah on Shabbos. How do you know you're allowed to do certain things to get a baby ready for Shabbos? So since that's all the way at the end, we lead up to it with all the same phraseology, minayon. How do you know? That's what Rashi said. Tosfos didn't like that because then that should have been first. Minayon. How do you know? La'aruga. That if you have a field, shehi shisha al shisha tvachim, that it's 6x6 tvachim. Shezorin besocha, that you can plant in there. Chamisha zeronim. 5 different types of seeds. And it's not going to be a problem of klayim. They give it 5 different types of seeds. Dalid al dalid ruchos. 4 on each of the ruchos. Right, one on the left, one on the bottom, one on the right, one on top. It pretends it's a square. In the picture of Rashi, where it says kozeh, he's got a square. So you put one on each, you plant seeds one on, along each perimeter. The dal ruchos are ruchos, the achas be'emza. And one in the center. You see the dot in the center. So what's going on here? So Rashi says that mid araisa there is no problem of klayim of different species if it's not grape. Only us in midrabanan. And if you're planting, so the real problem is we don't want it to look like the plant they're intermingled. So if they're planted on the edges of the square, it doesn't look like they're intermingled at all. As a matter of fact, if you look, there's a little box in each corner which is white. The reason why it's white is because you cannot have the plants going up to the edges, going up to the right angle. You can't have them going up to the right angle because then it's going to look like they're all mixed together. You have to leave a little bit of space to separate them. Once they're separated by a little bit of space, they don't look like they're connected at all. The one in the center, though, can only be in the center. You can't plant stuff all along the edge because Rashi says they estimated if there's an amma and a half of each grain that has nourishment under the ground, and they don't want it to look like they're connected. So an amma and a half, and an amma and a half is three. A tefach and a half. A tefach and a half, and a tefach and a half is 3 tvachim. So if you have 6 tvachim in here, and you go 3 tvachim, that leaves you space to put one seed. And then you go 3 tvachim to the other end. Again, 3 tvachim up, 3 tvachim down. It's a perfect square. So you're allowed to plant one seed in the center. And that's going to be separated 3 tvachim from all the sides, and that's how you get the fifth one. And Rashi says, even though, technically, if the ones that are planted on the edges, really underneath the ground, they're less than a tefach and a half away from each other, they're much closer than that, it's not a problem because it doesn't look like it's a client problem, because you have the squares which are separating it. But when you're stuck in the middle, if it would be any closer, it would look like it's all intermingled. People might learn the wrong halacha. Asim adurabana. What? No. You're walking by and you see there's oranges over there and lemons over there. And they're right next to each other. Let's say you have a bird's eye view. Or people will know. You can see. You can peek. You can peek. Exactly. What if it's short and low? You can peek through. So you can only have one seed in the center, which is going to be separate. The whole thing is only 6 tefachim. Exactly. It's going to be separated. It's going to be separated by 3 tefachim on all sides. So how do you know you're allowed to do all this? And tomorrow we're going to go into much greater detail, all the details about this and where the 3 tefachim come from. Like where three come from. We're going to see that tomorrow. But how do you know you can do this? Shenamar, because it says, what? Yeah, but where'd they get that from? I said that. A tefach and a half going in, and a tefach and a half going out. Right, so you have the end, 1.5. Those seeds extend 1.5. The center seed extends 1.5. That's 3 away. So you can only plant one. Right, so we're going to see that tomorrow. You have to plant exactly on the edge, mamish, and you can only plant one seed in the center. If you plant more, it's going to be extended more than 3 tefachim. We're going to see that tomorrow. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, ki ka'aretz totzi timcha, like the land that will bring forth tzemach, will bring forth produce, ukegana, zareha, titzmach, like a garden that brings forth seeds. Right? Zaru'lo nemar, it doesn't say it in singular, ela zeru'eha. It says it in plural, implying a lot more. The Gemara will get into that. This pasuk is the pasuk in Yeshaya, which talks about the Geula. that you're going to be so great. When the Mashiach comes, or the Geula comes, it's going to be so great, like a garden bursting forth with flowers and seeds, and be bursting forth with happiness. And that pasuk is used to teach me the halachas of Klayim, which we'll meet Hashem do tomorrow. Today's daf was learned to Ilan Ishmas, Moshe Eliezer, Ben Binyamin HaKohen. Amen.